I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
I'm begging you, bring that light back. Please.
On WAAF.
Here's a text that says, Greg, please stop saying that you stand corrected. We all know you're sitting on your large derriere. Yes, aww. I sit corrected.
Hey, correction for that guy. Your derriere, tight.
Oh, thank you, LB. Oh. Thank right. you.
Well, that you're, got awkward.
You've been ripping. What is it, 5Ks, 3Ks?
5Ks.
Five large.
So a 5K is 3 miles, right? I just don't get the whole running thing. You know, we live in America. We're not in Canada. You're in Canada, you want to do kilometers, go ahead. But we're, you know, it's miles here.
Well, a 3.2 doesn't have the same ring as a 5K.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So it's a marketing
3.1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. My bad.
Yeah, I think
my bad. I don't do it, so.
It sounds more impressive if you say you ran a 5K than if you ran a 3.2.
And if you say you ran a 10K, it's just disingenuous.
Right. All right. It is time now for today's Hillmail voicemail messages as left by you over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 8:56 p.m.
Oh. This is a team the Red Sox have to beat to get to the World Series. Hey, Mike, can you hear the screws falling out of the wagon yet? Or do you need to wait a couple more games? Just saying, Mike, I don't think a screwdriver is going to help put those screws back.
End of message.
The thing I hope they don't do is panic and bring Sale back before it's necessary.
Right? Yeah.
So the Yankees are now only 8 games back. New York Yankees only 8 games
what year was
back
that?
After a brief slide by the Red Sox. What year?
78.
1978,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, remember 78.
At this point in 1978, or maybe it was a week or so ago, at this point in 1978, the Red Sox had a 14-game lead on the Yankees, and the Yankees came back to force a one-game playoff, and we all know what happened thanks to Bucky, Dent.
5:43 a.m.
Yeah, someone else that's knee-deep in it, LB, but it ain't Alpaca. It's Bull.
End of message. Tuesday, 8:13 a.m.
I like how LB is actually trying to fight the people during voicemails like they're actually on the line. But they're not on the line. Chill out.
End of message.
Just enjoy.
6:40 a.m.
Hey, Lindy, I would sue if I were you. That animal cracker company, they completely ripped off your idea. When you got out of prison, you took the bars off your new 8x10s.
End of message.
That was good. Good on you, Ken.
6:08 a.m.
So LB comes into work today with a little back pain. You know, I'm surprised Annie never gets any back pain, you know, for carrying the marriage.
End of message.
Now, but I got to tell you, she's amazing. I owe her. She is the greatest gift in my life. My back is so sore. I mean, sex sucks.
Okay.
6:51 a.m.
Hey, Ken, can I say something real quick? Oh, LB, you can say whatever you want, that audio pal. Okay, Ken, so this is my idea. Okay, LB, no more. You're off that thing.
End of message. 6:51 a.m.
There's no tires on my jet plane. Don't know if I'll be back again.
End of message.
Thank God Post Malone is okay. Would have ruined the year.
I mean,
ruined
really.
Ruined my whole life.
7:11 a.m.
Hey, Greg. I was wondering if your foundation, who could scrape together enough money to pay off Lyndon, you know, some hush money to get him to be quiet.
End of message.
You know, I get paid good dollars here to be a part of an amazing show with a bunch of amazing people.
Oh, we're amazing today. Okay. I'm surprised, going back to Post Malone for a second, the last Hill Mail before that one, I'm surprised a spontaneous candlelight vigil didn't break out at Lawn on D last night.
Oh, I'm sure it probably did. I'm sure it probably did.
Can I ask, because you guys talk about it all the time, what is Lawn on D?
Lawn on D is a recreational area that they set up in South Boston that has, is it turf?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Turf. It's got these lighted O swings that you have to wait 6 hours to get on because some basic bitch is on there taking 1,000 selfies and having a drink and needs to swing with 10 of her friends. And it's just kind of like a recreational area for the people that live in the area.
Yeah, they have parties there, festivals.
Oh, so it's an open bar?
No, not open. But they have the life-size chess like they do at Market Street and Linfield,
stuff like that.
Huh. It's really a place that, like, anyone that sounds like this would love to go.
Can I meet you there?
I'm not going to Lawn on D, because that'll probably result in a fight. But you're welcome to go.
Do you live on the third floor in Southie, in the three family that they turned into condos?
So I only live in a building with a concierge. I'm really not sure what you're getting at with this question. On an elevator?
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com. Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Today's weather brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union, and it is going to be cloudy and rainy for most of the day. There's a little bit of sun that may appear magically towards the end of the day and the early evening.
Greg, so. That sunshine happens whenever our sports director walks into the room.
Oh,
that is so sweet.
That's all you're getting from me today, bud. I know you don't feel well. I feel
that
bad.
That is so nice. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s today, and at the City of Boston Credit Union, membership is open to everyone that lives or works in Suffolk or Norfolk counties. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. We are giving away the chance to meet Godsmack and Shinedown on Saturday at the Xfinity Center.
Awesome.
And if you are the seventh caller right now, you will win a pair of tickets and passes to go to both meet and greets. So we're doing that all week. All you have to do is listen all week during Carrie's show, listen during Maddie and Nick in the afternoon, and during our show, and we'll hook you up. But the seventh caller right now will be able to attend the Godsmack's Shinedown show. And of course, we're this summer concert season extends into the fall.
Yes, but
there's a lot of, I mean, the summer is kind of ending with a bang. You got Country Fest going on.
Is that a bro show?
Country Fest is a bro show. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. And then Scotty Havisto and cutoff shorts dancing.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Absolutely. Yes.
And then you got you got Pearl Jam next weekend, and so there's some good shows left.
Yeah.
Good shows left. It is 9:07, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com.
I always love when self-fulfilling prophecies happen in cases of things like, I don't know, the drunk guy that gets arrested wearing the I'm about to get a DUI t-shirt.
Yes.
The people, as is the case with an elderly couple in Utah that have a gun warning sign on their home. This happened in Irontown, Utah.
What was the warning sign?
The warning sign was Smith and Wesson spoken here.
Oh.
Okay. Right. Prominently displayed in the front window of the porch.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this man, whom police believe may have been on something, broke into the elderly couple's home. Now, they have barbed wire fences. They have no trespassing signs. So this guy had to put forth considerable effort to get to the home and then into the home.
Yeah.
So when they got, and when the 24-year-old kid got into the house, he kicked down the door and confronted the older couple. I think they're in their early 80s.
Oh.
They both grabbed their guns and shot at him.
Uh-huh.
The man was shot several times. He walked outside and stripped naked, where he confronted deputies when they showed up. He was flown to a local regional medical center in a medical helicopter. He was treated. The homeowners luckily were not hurt, and the deputies said that they were within their rights in Utah to defend their lives and their home.
Good for them.
Should have read the sign, guy.
He probably will pay attention to the sign next time, I would guess.
By the way, after he was shot, deputies also tased him, and he still attempted to escape.
Oh, really?
So,
good.
Furthering something.
How's the meth treatment?
Super meth. Yeah.
Superhuman strength.
Yeah, basically.
All right. It is 9:09, and time for this.
And now, LB.
I don't need to know what Google is because I can Google it to get to Google.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lepresti and Dr. Robert Leonard, the Masters of Hair Restoration. If you are tired of being bald, ladies, if you have some hair issues, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Go to hairdr.com.
Ready for the 1-2 is Moreland. Here it comes. And Mitch swings and strikes out, and that is the ball game. Moreland strikes out to end it. With a tying run on deck. And the Indians have come in and won the first two. And for the second time this season, the Red Sox have lost three straight.
I want to rub my buddy Mike Shoes back. They're not going south, kid. They're still going to win it.
Three in a row? Seems
they're
like
still
they're going
south.
That seems south to me.
Well, They haven't lost three in a row this year, but
they have. Second time they've lost three in a row this year.
And to think that this team was 17 games up just a mere 4 weeks ago, and now it's right. a one-game playoff
right.
with the New York Yankees. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
What, can you believe it? What are the Yankees are what, 8 games back?
9. Is it 8? Eight?
Eight?
Yeah,
eight.
No, it's 8. Yeah,
it's 8.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, but, boy. Hey, listen. I don't sweat the small stuff. Everybody, you know, you fall into a little bit of groove when you're on fire. They've been on fire. You know, they were the best team in Major League Baseball like the whole season.
They're on fire. So, now they're going down in flames. Yeah.
All right. They have the Indians again tonight, 7:05. You can catch it on NESN and EEI. Patriots, Carolina, Friday, down south. They're away. And Victor Cruz has retired. He was the G-Men's number one go-to guy as a receiver. PGA begins the $10 million FedEx Challenge tomorrow. Tiger's back in the mix, looking to be the best in the game again. And he's been digging, you know, week after week after week. Little League World Series, double elimination. Japan, South Korea at 3. New York, Hawaii at 7:30. Both games are on ESPN. I'm LB at Sinaev Sports Minute.
There is a brothel that is offering Tiger Woods free services because they believe that he was playing better when he was smashing Waffle House servers and porn stars and strippers and things. So they're offering him their free services. I don't know if he'll take him up on that or not. He's seems to be a guy who has been somewhat careful of late with who he chooses as a mate. But where's that brothel located?
Nevada, yeah. Sherry's Ranch is the name.
Is that code?
I think so.
Okay, yes.
Dina is the madam at Sherry's Ranch.
Uh-huh.
And according to a statement given to TMZ Sports, she said, "We all love Tiger here at Sherry's. Since Sherry's is known for keeping secrets, there's no safer place for Tiger to indulge his unquenchable urge for sex with a wide variety of women." That's only slightly how creepy.
You got to wear the ball cap. You get the cap and glasses, you know, maybe the fake hair.
A disguise, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sneak in there.
This is John. Hey, John.
Hey, Hillman.
Hey, turn your radio down if you could, because you just won tickets to see Godsmack and Shinedown, John.
I couldn't be a happier man.
John, what do you do?
I'm a conductor.
For the orchestra? For the symphony orchestra? Or the
BSO. That's me. No, with the railroad.
Oh, you've been working on the railroad.
All the live long day.
Now, what particular route are you on, John?
between South Station and Andrews Square, I work in the yard.
Okay. Oh, so you can't. I was hoping that you could give us an upcoming station announcement, like you know, Kenmore or something along those lines. Can you?
It's Amtrak, Boston to New York, Washington.
Ah. You know, I take the train a lot.
Really?
And,
what parallel universe is that in?
And I really enjoyed, I took the, excuse me, I took, John, enjoy the show. Hang on for a moment. You're going to get to meet both bands, too, as well.
Right. You're my favorite drive time talk show host.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. You're my favorite conductor.
Do you want me to give it to you?
I did one time. What is that? Well, give me
no,
what?
No, no, no. You wanted him to do the train thing, and I because I used to take the orange line to the garden every day when I played, and it was ding, ding, North Station.
LB, it's actually boo, boo. Boo, 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 boo.
I did take the train. I took the train down to see Bruce Springsteen on Broadway, if you remember.
Yeah, the Acela is not the same as the T.
It's not?
Not even close.
The Acela is, they have a nice first-class car on that thing.
That's like Post Malone's G5 versus Southwest.
So that's the comparison of those two? All right. It is 9:15, and it is time for the news, and the news this hour is brought to you by
Rocket Mortgage. It's simple, so you can understand the details and be sure you're getting the right mortgage for you. Visit rocketmortgage.com today. Licensed in all 50 states, equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030. Brought to you also by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. So recounting one of today's biggest news stories, of course, former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen took a plea deal. He pled guilty, admitted to 8 counts of taxation, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. He accepted a plea deal in federal court in New York yesterday and now will be facing prison time.
Mm.
We have some sound from U.S. Deputy Attorney, Deputy U.S. Attorney Robert Kuzami outside court yesterday.
What he did was he worked to pay money to silence two women who had information that he believed would be detrimental to the 2016 campaign and to the candidate and the campaign.
It's been a long time since I've done some Karnak, but do you want me to do a little Karnak?
Yes, please.
Ed? Time for Karnak. What was he called, Shu? Karnak the Magnificent? Karnak the... Karnak... All right, are you
yes,
ready?
Yes, the Magnificent. Yeah.
Karnak the... Yeah. Karnak the Magnificent. My Johnny Carson used to be better.
Hmm.
Not one of my better impressions. Most of my impressions were only one-word impressions. When you do more than one... If you're not an impressionist, you do more than one word, you get into big trouble.
you're awesome.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you ready? Castle Doors and Stormy Daniels. All right, hold on. Castle Doors and Stormy Daniels. Name two things with big knockers. That's pretty good, right?
I love a good boob joke. Yes, I will take that.
I mean, is there anything that's funnier than
a
big boob joke?
Not really.
Nothing.
Not really.
Well, we'll see what happens with this. We were talking about it earlier. A lot of people think that this could be the undoing of this presidency.
And we can only hope, but unfortunately, probably not.
We will see what happens. We will follow along. What else is in the news today, Danielle?
Well, there's a local How Creepy Is It in the news, Greg.
Oh.
And now,
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
I know you think you're some sort of smooth-talking ladies' man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
Well, police are looking for a man accused of exposing himself in front of a woman inside the Hingham Public Library Monday afternoon this week.
Oh, jeepers.
Woman is 29 years old. She was sitting at a table on the second floor near the oversized book section.
Oh.
And the undersized junk section?
I believe so. And there was a guy sitting on the floor, and he exposed himself to her. He didn't say anything, which makes it even more how creepy is it?
Yeah.
So she left. She told a staff member. She went back to get her stuff. The guy had disappeared, and Maureen Santoro is a regular at the Hingham Public Library.
There is no place for something like that to happen, but especially in a place that is so welcoming to families. I just can't imagine. It just isn't right.
I disagree. There is a place for that kind of thing to happen. It's called the Orgy Dome at Burning Man.
Donuts. Hold on. I just thought of this.
Are you requesting?
Can I do
that
one more? No,
yeah.
I just thought of this one.
Go
donuts.
Ahead.
Yes.
I just thought of this one. What's hanging from the Pillsbury Doughboy?
That's kind of a dad joke.
Danielle, I knew you'd like that one.
That's a golf course joke.
By the way, I knew Danielle would love that one.
I always appreciate junk jokes. I knew you would love that one.
I think some of our listeners might be confused about the bit that you're doing because they thought that the paper tearing was not an envelope. It was just standard paper rustling.
Yeah, no. They don't know who Johnny Carson is or who Karnak is.
That's donuts.
That's an unfortunate thing. All right, anyway, sorry. Go ahead. Continue with the news.
All right, let's head to Florida, not like the rest of us.
It's Florida, Jack.
And now, another edition of Florida. not like the rest of us.
Have you ever been to Florida? It's basically a criminal population. It's America's Australia.
Well, you've heard of a drive-by shooting, but have you heard of a drive-by fruiting?
Well, yes, I have.
Oh?
Yes, because I am a Robin Williams fan, and I remember this.
The terrorists, they ran that way. It was a run-by fruiting.
A run-by fruiting.
That's the kind you would do.
Yes.
So in Lee County, Florida, someone is evidently throwing oranges at cars at an intersection. The woman who initially reported it to sheriff's deputies said it sounded like her car was being shot up. This happened to her on Sunday night. She said that they were thrown so hard, it sounded like a pitching machine. A couple of other drivers have also been affected by this, and they're worried that it's going to cause a pretty severe accident.
Crazy now, kids.
Aaron Renfro is one of the drive-by fruiting victims.
I seen like an object go by. I would have thought somebody had shot the car. It made a good noise because you think a green orange is about as hard as a rock. If it can hit a windshield, it can break a windshield easily. Something needs to be done because they can seriously hurt somebody.
Well, it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very scary. Yeah. Yeah. It's like when people throw rocks off the overpass on the highway.
Yeah.
Bad news. Bad news bears.
Yeah.
What do you think about what's going on here in the city of Boston, Greg, with regard to the dockless bikes and scooters? It's become a big problem that people are abandoning them in the city. Now, the city of Boston has an exclusive contract with Blue Bikes, which is a bike docking system, and no other competitors are allowed in the city. However, a lot of people are renting the dockless bikes in other communities, riding them into Boston, and then leaving them there.
Really?
They say, according to City Hall...
Don't you have to get, like, a deposit back or something like that?
You're done using it, I think when you're in the app or whatever, it stops. And then if you leave the bike where it is, you end your ride, and then you stop paying for it. I haven't used one. I'm assuming that's how it works. Now, according to City Hall's 311 call records, 211 abandoned dockless bikes and scooters were reported over the past year. This is according to a piece in the Herald today. And they say it's becoming a really big problem. Mayor Walsh had said back in July that, you know, there has to be some kind of regulation. These bikes just can't show up here and stay here and be left for us to deal with. There's also a city councilor from District 6, Matthew O'Malley. He said that the city should consider introducing dockless scooters, but that they need to do, you know, kind of a feasibility study to see how they would handle it.
Well, you have to have a study for every... You have to have a study to see if you need a study.
Right, with a six-member panel.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I mean, people seem to be... Do people use the bike? We have the bikes out here in front of the building here in Brighton.
I don't see people using them out here, but when I'm on the common, I see tons of people using
them.
You do?
Well,
what does it cost? Is it like $5?
It's like $5 for like the first half hour or something like that, and an additional $3 or something.
Right. So,
you get a membership too.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Karnak is on the phone. Yes, Karnak.
Morning there, Greg.
Yeah. Don't forget to blow on the envelope. I forgot to blow on the envelope when I did it. Go ahead.
Sis, boom, ba.
Sis. Sis, boom, ba.
What happens when a sheep explodes?
I enjoyed that. Is that bad?
That's good.
I thought that was great.
That was very, very good.
924. Nice.
Can you come up with any more dirty ones? Because those are funny. Let's just continue being five on the show today. It's fun.
All right. What else is in the news today? Anything else that we should... I will remind you that tomorrow morning, because it's Thursday, we will share with you some of the horrifying crimes that were either walked in or called in to my lifelong hometown police department, the Stowe PD, during Stowe 5-0. We'll do that at 7:30 tomorrow. And at 7:50 tomorrow, we will go inside the warped female brain. And if you're a guy and you're confused about the way the mind of any woman in your life works, you may ask Danielle for a little insight, and she will give it to you tomorrow at 7:50. And then at 9 tomorrow, Omarosa will join us on this show. Now, some are saying, don't have Omarosa on the show. Why not?
Why?
She's in the news.
Right.
He hired her six times.
It's topical.
Yeah. Yeah. She may have some things that she can add.
Do you think she's going to get pissy with you like she did with, who was it, Savannah Guthrie or Natalie Morales?
Yeah, she got very, well, she was on the Today Show. Yeah. And she got, yes.
I happen to know how much time you have. Stop asking me weird questions. Get to the point.
Using bronzer and Stormy Daniels.
Okay.
Okay. using bronzer and Stormy Daniels. Name two things Donald Trump claims he's never done.
I can hear these all day. 29 years, kid. That's why you make the big bucks, buddy.
You want that all day? All right.
And that's the only time I'll ever say that to you, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I never can. All right, today's show. Today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. Well, we almost made it through the whole entire show without a call from Scott from Weymouth, but he's on the phone right now on the Framingham Ford studio line, and I feel like Scott has been okay lately. So, Scott, what's up, brother?
What's up?
How are you?
I'm well. You give me some rough introductions, man. I tell you,
I'm just reflecting what the reflecting what the people say, Scott. It's not my. It's not
I
my
do
opinion.
Have some people who like when I call. I think at I least. Think, I'm, come yeah. on, there's got to be one out there.
I think there are people who do enjoy when you call. All right.
Thank you to whoever's listening.
Yes.
Yeah. This. What's it called? Karnak. I don't even know what's it called. You've been doing the jokes.
Karnak. Okay, yes, that was Karnak. That was the Johnny Carson.
I was telling you, producer, literally. 5 minutes ago, before I called in, I was in tears. That is hysterical. That should be a regular bit on the show. You should do like one a week or one every day at 8 o'clock or something. That is hysterical. While I was on hold, I was trying to write one and think of one, but I couldn't. You have to be a little creative. They're not easy.
Yeah, no, it's not easy. But maybe your friend who is...
I'm not done yet. Don't dump me.
Your friend who is coincidentally at every topical news event might be able to write one with you.
I have a lot of friends. Yes. You can't get mad at me for that. Johnny and Jeff, two of my best friends. Yes, they were there. I was at one of them. The shock thing. That was crazy.
What else did you
have? So Omarosa you have on tomorrow, you said.
Yes, Omarosa. Yes, 9 o'clock tomorrow. Omarosa will join us on this show.
That's a big deal. She's basically trying to bring down the president of the United States. Greg, you better ask her tough questions, or I'm going to be very upset at you. Okay? I wish I could. Are you going to take calls? Can people call in and talk to her?
Yes, of course.
Well,
yes.
I'll be on the. I'll be calling.
Okay.
This is going to be my question. I shouldn't even say it in case people are listening, and she'll prep an answer. But she is disgusting. Not physically, mentally, and morally. She's a money hungry. Rhymes with door.
Uh-huh. Sounds like jealousy, bud.
Jealousy, LB. What are you talking about? I'm calling.
I don't know. She made millions of dollars working for Trump.
LB, some people have morals, okay? she loved the president while she was working for him and then realized you can't make money loving this president.
First of all, you used the word moral. What has she done that was immoral?
I'm about to tell you before you rudely interrupted me. She was pro President Trump, pro everything about him, and then realized there's not much money to be made if you like this president. So she flipped, and now she goes, "I hate him. I have dirt on him. Secretly recording him, lying about saying he used the N-word. He never did. If he did, that tape would have been out during the election versus Hillary. Trust me, there's no such thing. So she's a liar. She's just a fraud. She's disgusting.
I would say, Scott, call in tomorrow when Omarosa is on. Okay.
What time?
9 o'clock tomorrow, Omarosa on the show.
Scott just committed one of my least favorite verbal gaffes, verse Hillary.
Yeah.
Instead
you
of
like
versus.
It, you like it to be versus.
Yeah.
Because you're Nancy Know-It-All.
Patriots Packers.
Versus Packers. How about John Bon Jovi showing up in a helicopter to watch Patriots practice?
Must be
yesterday.
Nice.
Well, he's John Bon Jovi is very second most talented person ever out of New Jersey. First, Frankie Valli. Second,
right. That's right.
Second, John Bon Jovi. Third, the greatest artist of all time.
Bob, I know you and John over there are good friends, but if you get, it's a little bit of a distraction when he lands a chopper on the practice field out back. He took out the fake coyote that we have out there, so if you could just stop. Tell him to go land at the regional airport like a normal person.
It's the other way around. he and John Bon Jovi, who are besties. They're besties.
How about Scott vying for his own segment on the show?
Well, he's, you know,
getting kind of cocky.
Here's somebody who's. I did get an I like Scott.
Is that Scott?
How do you like that guy? Go on a date with him then.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
See how that goes.
Here's somebody who says, how is someone able to stay home and call radio stations all day?
Unemployment.
There are people there. There are people. Let's see. Here's a 508 text that says, please shut LB up.
Why?
Is he really defending Omarosa? Well,
first of all, sorry, it's my M&M's moment.
Oh.
But who wouldn't want to be Omarosa? Trump paid her millions of dollars, rehired her six times, and then finally he got tired of her.
I don't think he paid her millions.
What?
Yeah. I mean, we played the audio tape where they were offering her the same salary to work for the Trump organization for $150,000 or whatever.
She did reality TV.
Yeah.
You make a fortune.
Oh, you mean NBC was paying her millions of dollars
to be on
Celebrity Apprentice?
Trump owned Celebrity Apprentice. So he was the executive producer. He coughed up the coin to pay everybody that was on the show. And then, you know, did I say that last week? I got to believe he slept with her. And that's why, you know, he brought her to the White House.
Oh.
Really? I haven't heard that one yet.
That's an interesting theory.
Yeah. Well, Melania is not sleeping with him. We all admit that, right? We all think that that's a sham.
Yeah. That's why he went with Stormy Daniels and Danielle. Well, Karen.
Right.
Karen McDougal. Karen!
Oh, what a stretch to think that. Why would he rehire her six times on Celebrity Apprentice and then bring her to the White House? I'm just saying.
What is this texter upset about with regard to discussing collusion or something? They've been all over you this morning.
They think I dictate where what path the show takes.
Oh,
so
okay.
The fact that we discussed Cohen and not the collusion
stuff.
They wanted
you to say that there's no collusion. They haven't proven collusion. Is that what they?
I guess so.
Okay,
I assume
all right.
So.
All right. Well, listen, we do our best. We try to.
No, it's just my my complete liberal agenda because I'm a giant liberal, you know, as a gun owner, semi-conservative. that I want to, you know, I try to take over Greg's show whenever I can.
Look, there's a lot of things we want Danielle to say, and she always says no.
Oh, what?
Mwahahaha, rich guy laugh.
All right. LB, a texter wants to know if you will ask Omarosa if she slept with the president.
Of course
tomorrow.
I would.
Of course.
Click.
I mean, if Greg allows me, he could probably nix it.
Listen, only if you say, can I ask a question?
LB
and then
here.
Yes.
Can I ask? Omarosa, LB here. Can I ask, did you sleep with the president?
Was he good in the wrapper?
Let's see. Here's a 508 text. Where does LB get this constant notion that executive producers pay for TV shows? The
Roseanne.
Network does, you dope.
You're such a rookie. Uh-huh. You nitwit. Do some homework.
He was a pilot.
The owners of TV shows and movies are listed as executive producers. They pay for everything.
I'm going back on Amazon.
You are? Mm-hmm. What are you buying?
A puzzle board.
A puzzle board? Wait, you don't do puzzles.
I love jigsaw puzzles.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Father, the late Barry Hill, was an avid jigsaw puzzle doer.
That doesn't surprise me. Barry Hill was a big brain guy, I feel like. And
yes.
That's a very brain-oriented activity.
He had a big head or he
no,
was...
He just,
no,
you know, Barry knew all the names of all the senators in every state,
yes,
stuff like
yes,
that. So I
yes,
feel like he
yes.
was a good person that kept his brain mindful and going.
But he used to have a card table set up, and he would have a puzzle going for months,
love that.
Which to me seems like the most... non-interesting activity of all time. However, if you were a young child and you knocked said card table over, it was an absolute. You wanted to hide but there are people who like. Do people still buy and do jigsaw?
If you enjoy puzzles, I highly encourage you to try Ravensburger.
What's that?
It's just food. No,
it's not
a bird made out of it's not a burger made out of a raven. Yeah. It's just a very high quality materials. The pieces fit together nicely. They have a nice feel to them. They're weighted well, and the photos, the layouts are all really, really beautiful. So
Annie and Will spend Saturdays putting puzzles together.
I love that.
Blows my mind.
Here's a text that says Greg just wanted to interview Omarosa because her name sounds like a sauce. Oh, it does.
Can I get the Omarosa on the side?
Can I get the Omarosa on that?
Oh, I was going to text you over the weekend, and that just reminded me about this. I was in Stop and Shop, and these two little kids were with their dad, and they were probably like, I don't know, 4 and 6. And the little boy, actually, maybe like 3. The little boy, dad was picking out some stuff on the shelf, and the little boy's sitting there, and he's kind of twisting back and forth, and he's like, you know what, Dad? I love Mac sauce. And I was like, what? And I tried to get my phone out so I could get a little sound.
Oh,
it was the cutest thing. And his dad goes, what? And he goes, Mac sauce, on the hamburger. I was like, oh my God. It was cute.
That little fella's going to go far in life. this is Steve on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to talk about LB's stance on whether or not the producers pay for it. Finance the shows, and I know you've talked about this multiple times.
Yes,
I don't know why you guys give him a hard time because he's exactly right. That's what they do.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give LB a little support over here.
Thanks, bud.
Are you an executive producer, or what do you? Are you a Hollywood mogul, or what do you do?
Nope, I'm in sales.
Oh, I see.
Actually, done a lot of research on it because I was curious. You know, the umpteenth time that you guys talked about this.
Yeah,
I wanted to look into it.
It came up about the Roseanne thing, and then there was a big debate about it.
We're gonna crowdfund for Roseanne.
Well, they're bringing back the Roseanne show without Roseanne. It's just gonna be.
Oh, so it's Aerosmith without Steven Tyler. Great.
Well, you don't think that show might? I don't.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It's just. I feel like she's such a big element.
What, now you're fat shaming the
Absolutely
poor woman?
Absolutely not. She's lost quite a bit of weight, Greg.
Let's see. This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, I was just wondering if your dad ever did or if you ever heard of those jigsaw puzzles. They're all just one solid color to make it even more difficult.
Yeah.
No.
Those are crazy.
Yeah. They're like 1,000, 1,200 pieces in just a solid color.
Wow. I can't believe that in this day and age, people with the attention span of people that has been... You know, I think drastically reduced due to the instant gratification from social media and technology. I can't believe that people can still sit for hours and do a jigsaw puzzle.
It's how I decompress.
Good for them.
Yeah, isn't there an app for jigsaw puzzles
now? I'm sure that's not as fun, though.
What about the crossword puzzle? Do people mm-hmm. still do the crossword puzzle?
Oh, the Times crossword puzzle on Sunday, sir?
Huge.
It's pronounced huge.
Huge.
3 U's.
let's see. Here's somebody who wants to know if the high-pitched what that LB does is on LB Bingo. I think it is.
I think it is. W-U-T. I think it is.
I think it's on LB Lingo Bingo.
What?
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 All right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The Devil's Dilemma is an insane jigsaw puzzle. All the parts are the same shape.
Nope.
Wow.
Well, wait a minute. If they're all the same, well, I guess they're not squares. If they were all squares, it would be pretty easy to do that jigsaw
puzzle.
Then
I do more puzzles. I can't wait to see dogs playing poker. There it is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
Shoo, you did it again.
Yeah.
Did you see the image that was in the news this week? The chick that did, I think it was like, it was like an 18,000 piece puzzle. And I think it was a Ravensburger. And she put it up. It's like this big tropical floral thing. And she's standing in front of it with her arms out. And then the whole internet jumped on the fact that there was one piece missing.
Really?
And I guess her son ate it.
But what a sense of accomplishment
she must
have. That's amazing. Hello, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Johnny.
What's up, John?
Hey, I want to tell you guys, I was watching a show the other day on, I think it was National Geographic, but there was a guy back in the 80s who wrote a book, it's called The Secret. It's not the secret of the other one that came out with the movie, but he hit a bunch of gems in parks all across the United States, and only two of them have been found, and one of them is supposed to be in a Boston park. Like I said, it's called The Secret. He gives you a drawing, a very in-depth drawing of where it is, and then
really?
He put his words together, tells you exactly where it is.
James Renner is that author's name.
Really?
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Wild.
I've mentioned this before, but I was given a book when I was a kid that was supposed to have the clue to where a treasure was buried.
Yes.
It was like a big popular book in the 70s. You could probably look it up. And
that's all I know how to do, Greg.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody ever.
70s?
I don't know if anybody ever got it or not. Or
was
anybody,
it The Joy of Sex?
No, it was no. No. Oh. It might have been the 80s, but it was like late 70s, early 80s, and it was.
Was the treasure?
I think it was cash. I think it was probably like a bag of cash, Shelby. It was like one large, and that was a lot of money back. That was a lot of money back in those days. Hello, Jeff.
Danielle, I just wanted to let you know that Mark Shue will probably appreciate this. Steven Tyler, not Nara Smith, that is the Joe Perry Project.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. That's very true.
They were pretty damn good, too.
Yeah, they weren't bad. They weren't bad. All right. Anything else in the news that we needed to get to that we didn't get to this morning, Danielle?
Yeah, there's some concern with the hurricane that's supposed to be hitting Hawaii.
Ooh.
Hurricane Lane, I think it's called.
Lane. I see. Okay.
Yeah. So they say that it could be posing, some pretty potential hazards.
Category is this?
It's a Cat 5 at last check.
Ouch. Cat 5.
So in the next 36 hours, the Big Island under a hurricane warning. I hope Seafood Bar survives. Oahu and Maui County also under hurricane watch. They expect hurricane force winds up to, they say they're going to extend outward from 40 miles from the center. Tropical storm force winds up to 140 miles from the center. So they're expecting heavy rain, flash flooding, and very high surf.
All those places that are beautiful to live in, you have to deal with volcanoes,
yep.
Hurricanes, mm-hmm. and other natural disasters.
How long until the first surfer has to be rescued?
You know they're going to be out there, right?
Yes.
They're all out there.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
That book you were referring to is called The Secret.
No.
The Secret Treasure, I believe.
No, that's the guy
called in about.
No.
Was this like a, was yours one treasure?
One treasure.
Okay.
One treasure.
That's what I call it.
One
Annie.
Treasure.
Oh.
No, I can find the childhood address of an ex-boyfriend from 10 years ago's parents' house, but I can't find this book online. Go figure.
I'm debating one more Karnak before I
do
get
it.
Out of here,
come
but
on.
I don't know
you
if
gotta
I can.
Do it,
do it
kid.
For me, buddy.
It's outstanding.
Come on.
I don't know if I can. I don't even know if I can do it on the family on the airwaves of the families. Would I
shut LB down if he started to say it? That's how you can judge it.
No, because
is it a double entendre?
Right. I'll do one more Karnak. One more Karnak before I go. The treasure in the book and the clitoris.
Oh, jeez.
I think it's pronounced clitoris.
Name two things Greg couldn't find as a young man.
That's why you're the boss, kid.
And you made it self-deprecating, which is even better.
Of course, it has to be self-deprecating.
That is fantastic.
Hold on a second. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
How do I follow up that?
There's no way.
Just say what you're going to say.
Quick obscure reference on jigsaw puzzles, Greg.
Yes.
One of your favorite movies, The Accountant.
Yes.
The Accountant as a child put together.
Yes.
Muhammad Ali upside down.
Yes. And this texter is correct. The book is called Masquerade.
Oh.
It was written by
Masquerade.
Kit Williams and came out in 1979. I got it for a gift and I tried forever to figure out where the treasure was, but I couldn't figure anything out. And I couldn't pass. That's probably, if I hadn't focused on that and studied my anatomy and physiology, I would have graduated from high school. This is Paul. Yes. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up? What's going on?
Hey, the Devil's Dilemma is a jigsaw puzzle with a picture on both sides. It's just inverted on one side. That's what makes it hard. And Diane, when they're in the Pacific Ocean, they're called typhoons, not hurricanes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Easy, okay. Guy.
All right.
A storm is a storm, okay?
Obscure reference, 100-year storm.
Yeah.
Point Break. Don't you love Point Break, or do you not like Point Break?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, who stars in that?
You love Swayze.
Yeah, my man.
I believe they're typhoons in the Northwest Pacific. They use hurricane in the Northeast Pacific.
Oh, see, Nancy,
I looked it up.
Right.
I wanted to clarify.
Nancy, know-it-all's right.
Listen,
know-it-all's
I'm just going with the news says. Yes, I don't make up the terms for meteorological things.
I just love people that have to call in. Hand motion. 100
Can't think of
the words. 100-foot wave. 100-foot wave.
Is an S show.
Why don't we just call it that? Why don't we just call it an S show?
You gonna go home and take a nap, buddy? Sure. Mazel tov.
All right, we get it.
It's a typhoon. It's not a hurricane.
We've got to go.
Everybody's house got ripped off the ground, and a bunch of people died. Let's name it perfectly.
We got to go. But if you missed anything this morning, you'll hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com. That's hour one, hour two, hour three, hour four. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6.
It's a blizzard.
And,
it's called a snowstorm. 9 feet of snow.
And a bunch
of wind.
And we'll have Stowe 5-0 for you tomorrow. And we'll go inside the warped female brain. And Omarosa will join us at 9. And up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock without any commercials. That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.